You are listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Amelia Teasdale in the Columbia Paper reports that the Kinderhook Village Board voted June 8th to raise the maintenance fee from $20 to $40 a year on sewer bills for properties connected to the Valatia sewer system. The board also voted for a $50 fee for non-village residents to rent the pavilion in Rother Mill Park, with Kinderhook Village residents still able to use the pavilion for free. The board also discussed but did not pass any rules on waiving building permit fees for non-for-profit groups. Mayor Jim Dunham wanted to study the issue further and said he is the project manager on a construction project at the Dutch Reformed Church that will soon head to the planning board and would have to pay those permit fees. The next Kinderhook board meeting is at 7:30 p.m. July 13th at the Village Hall. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that average gasoline prices fell 0.9 cents per gallon last week in New York, but they could rise again depending on a June 23rd vote in the United Kingdom. Gasoline prices now average $2.43 in New York, but Thursday's vote about whether the UK remains in the European Union could impact the cost of gas. Quote, uncertainty over the stability of the EU could impact crude and American gas prices, end quote, said Will Speer, a Gas Buddy analyst. Nationally, gas prices averaged $2.34 per gallon. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Scott Waldman reports in Politico New York that U.S. Senators Charles Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand on June 20th called for federal hearings about the Hoosick Falls water crisis. Hundreds of residents of the Rensselaer County town have elevated levels of a toxic chemical in their bloodstream thanks to a poisoned water supply and want to know why they were not warned against drinking their water sooner. Quote, we can't just shrug our shoulders and say, oh, bad stuff happened, Schumer said. Quote, we have an obligation to these people, so a hearing is a good thing to find out what happened. But we have to do a lot more than that. Water has to be cleaned up, people have to be tested, and whatever remediation occurs has to be done, end quote. Read the full story in Politico New York. The Albany Times Union reports that anyone who wants to cast an absentee ballot in the June 28th congressional primary election must postmark that application by June 21st. To cast an absentee ballot, visit elections.ny.gov online or contact your local Board of Elections at one of the following numbers. The Albany County office is at 487-5060. Columbia County is 828-3115. Greene County is 719-3550. Rensselaer County is 270-2990. And Schoharie County, 295-8388. This has been the WGXC News Update.